support comes from your membership and from Louie the Computer Guy, providing PC and Mac repair, networking support, tutoring, and web design. Be secure, informed, and connected. 948-7992. And Umbrella Roofing, providing roofing contractor services, gutter installation, and architectural sheet metal fabrication for the Roaring Fork and Eagle Valleys. Umbrella Roofing can be reached at umbrella-roofing.com and 704-9130. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer, with Roaring Fork Help Desk, in studio with Louie the Computer Guy.
Hey, Matt.
So we've had a break, had some holidays, and
yep, plenty of time for great stories to develop, and you get a lot of cool stuff for Christmas.
Some useful things, I would say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the geekiest, most technical thing that you got?
I'd say it's my new knife.
Yeah?
Okay. I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, so. Matt was showing me his, it's a knife with a removable blade.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
So it's a little folding knife and has a, you fold it out, has a little locking mechanism, and you can remove part of the blade, and about for about $2, I can replace a damaged blade. And
those blades pretty easy to get?
Yeah, so they're about $6 for 13. I think they're available on Amazon.
$6 for 13?
Oh, excuse me, other way around, 13 for 6.
Oh, that's not bad still. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah, you know, I got it. It was a fairly untechnical Christmas, you know. I got a bunch of great little, you know, zip ties for managing stuff in my office, and actually my most prized Christmas present is you know, one of these hoodies that they make up in Leadville, and but they were they're on back order, so I'm waiting for the new crop to come out. So As soon as those come out, I'm going to jump on their website and get it ordered. So, and I'm pretty excited about that. So, yeah, but we had a good house full. Did you have a house full?
Yeah, everyone was, all 8 of us, yeah.
Yeah, very cool. So, I was looking at some of the tech news. It's kind of looking like this whole hacking story is going to really come to a head here in the next 10 days, you know, in U.S. politics. And, hey, how important is technology when it, like, is, like, one of the main things that's being talked about on national news, computer stuff?
I mean, well, it does everything for us, pretty much.
Absolutely. I mean, geeks, hackers has become part of the national discourse. So it's...
Yeah, you even have hacktivism.
Yes, very nice. So, what's your take on the big hacking story? How much influence do you think?
I'm not sure yet. I mean, they did the recount. I saw the one recount on, Michigan or Minnesota? Mm-hmm. Oh, looks like we're getting a call.
Okay,
you're on with the geeks.
Hey guys, it's Donna.
Hey Donna.
Sorry to interrupt your story, but I did.
No,
want
no,
to...
yours is much more important.
I wanted to mention what we got for Christmas.
Okay.
What I got my sister is an Echo Dot.
Okay.
Have you tried one yet?
I have not. I actually just installed my first Echo the other day. And so what's the difference between the... So kind of start from the beginning. What is an Echo? What does it do?
Oh, gosh.
What does it not do, right?
Well, you know, I think that you can ask it questions. It's basically something you can talk to that can... It's like Siri in a way.
That's not tethered to a phone device.
It's correct. You know. It's just connected to your wireless network in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And you can ask it questions like, what's the weather today? And things like that, or many questions, actually. Mm-hmm. But some of them it understands and some of it doesn't. But you can also set up in your home, like, smart home things, like turn on the lights and things like that, which I'd like to learn more about. But I don't know if you can do that with the Echo Dot or if you have to have the Echo, whatever the bigger one is. Echo Dot was cheap. You know,
yeah, the $179 Echo, I think, is kind of the standard standard one. But, yeah, but anyway, so what are some of the upsides of the Echo Dot?
Well, what's really not, I have an Amazon, I have an Amazon Prime membership, so I can just say, play you know, Alexa, play Keith Urban songs, and it'll shuffle Keith Urban songs. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, at the Christmas time, we were playing Christmas music or Michael Bublé or whatever you want, and it'll play from it's from the Amazon Prime music list, I guess.
Okay.
And then we were just asking, and it's funny, too, when you go to bed at night, you can say, Alexa, good night, and she'll say, good night, sweet dreams. It's really funny.
Nice.
But anyway, we got one also for my nephew, and they've been asking it all kinds of questions. They've been posting. I don't know all what, but anyway.
Can you tell it to wake you up in the morning?
Yes, you can tell it to wake up. You can also, we have it right next to the kitchen. Mm-hmm. So you can also, while you're cooking, say, Alexa, you know, if you have your hands dirty, I don't know about you, but it's hard sometimes when you're in the middle of cooking to set the timer. And so you can just say, Alexa, set the timer for 3 minutes.
Okay.
Something like that. And it'll, or set the alarm. You know, number of things. There's all kinds of suggestions on the internet about things you can ask it. You can also ask it to tell you a joke, you know, things like that.
Uh-huh. So. And it looks like they're not super expensive. They're what, like $50?
Is well, the Echo Dot was, they had a sale for $40, Christmas. But generally they're $50. And, you know, we did a gift exchange with our family. So you just buy one gift for an adult.
Yep. We did the same thing.
And so for us, it $40 was a little bit more than the $25 limit that we were supposed to adhere to. But it worked out. You know, we kind of splurged because we were buying for two people. So we figured that was fine.
Sure.
So, yeah. Yeah, so anyway, I've been enjoying it, and it has a little speaker in it as well. You can hook it up to a Bluetooth speaker so that it can, you know, wirelessly or Bluetooth wirelessly send the sound through your Bluetooth speaker. I haven't tried that yet. Have you?
No, I was just going to ask you just exactly, you know, how to do that, because one of the things that we came up against on the one that I installed the other day was the configuration interface requires you to log on to your Amazon account. And we had a situation where the person who happened to have the keys to the kingdom, the Amazon password, was out and about doing errands. And so it kind of left us, you know, we've got this great little device and we're like, well, we can't really make it do anything until we have the password. And but it kind of ties into this general narrative of my life that, you know, if you draw a pie chart of like what I will end up spending my life doing, in general, there's a whole slice of pie that's called, resetting and finding out passwords for people. So it's okay. So,
exactly. The other thing, by the way, be careful, because at my sister's house, they got one as well. And my other sister and she had it set up. She went into the Alexa app on her phone and went through the settings, but she didn't realize that by default it's set up that you can just do voice purchasing. And so they were going through, and her son-in-law wanted to find out if, you know, how that worked. So he ended up ordering something, was like, you know, a couple of dollars just to see how it worked. And sure enough, he just said, buy this, you know, particular item, and then it came.
Nice.
So I personally turned off voice purchasing, because if I'm not home and somebody else wants to purchase something on Amazon, I don't want it to just, you know.
It seems like they should have a version of that where you have like a authorization, you know, like a voice recognition kind of thing.
Well, you can set it up so that to give it a code that it can't purchase it unless you tell it the code. Uh-huh.
There you
so
go.
If you're
exactly.
The only one who knows the code.
I think a retina scanner is in order. Or, you know, I mean, these fingerprint readers are becoming pretty prolific, or, you know, pretty widespread. So it's
as long as nobody has a photocopy of your fingerprint, you're good.
Yeah,
that's right. I mean, on my phone, I have that fingerprint thing, so that if I log on to certain things, it just asks. I just put my finger on the Apple Home button, and recognizes it without pushing the button.
Uh-huh.
You know. So it's those kinds of things are convenient for me anyway. Yeah.
Well, very
anyway,
cool. Very cool.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that was my big tech gift for the holiday. And make sure you say your phone number again so people can call in. And
absolutely. Yeah, we will. So one quick question: how is the speaker inside the Dot? Is it pretty good?
Well, it's actually not too bad. You know, mm-hmm. it's one of those things where at my sister's house, she doesn't have, like, really good speakers. Like, when I said, hey, can I have really good speakers. Can I connect up my stereo? She said, no, it takes up too much room. So she listens to all of her music through the television.
Oh, boy.
And so to her, you know, it doesn't really matter. For me, I'm dying for good sound, but I'm suffering through listening to it on this little dot and, you know, through the stereo. But when I go into my bedroom, I have a Bluetooth speaker, a Bose speaker that's actually just a little, and it's actually quite good. It's, for being a couple hundred bucks, Bluetooth speaker, it's really a fantastic speaker.
Yeah, that was one of the gift that I got for my Secret Santa, or who I was a Secret Santa for, was a nice, it's, you know, like a $70 JBL Bluetooth speaker, which is, you know, was one of the highest rated. One other question, does the Dot have a like a stereo headphone jack in it? Can you just, you know, can you go old school and hook up an external speaker to it?
I think it does, actually. Okay. I think it does have a stereo headphone jack now that I think about it.
So you could add a set of PC speakers to it then.
I think you can.
Yeah.
And then I was going to ask you, you know, one of the things I've been dying to get, which doesn't take up a whole lot of room that my sister might agree to, is one of those long speakers that connects to your television.
Oh, yeah, a sound bar.
A sound bar.
A sound bar. Yeah. And I've heard those, and those sound pretty good.
Yeah, especially the ones with the subwoofer, you know.
Yeah, the two-piece ones are definitely be a good consideration.
They bring the thunder, as they say. So.
And how much generally are those? Do you know, like $100 or?
They probably they started around $100 and go up from there. I know they go up into the, you know, thousands of dollars, but.
Probably one of those where you got to beware of the lower priced ones, though, you know, because you'll get something that looks very impressive that sounds like crap.
So
yeah, that may be something you want to go and demo and find the one that has the sound you're looking for.
Before that.
Oh, and you'll have to ask Alexa, beam me up, and there's a list of over 200 Easter eggs for Alexa so far. So
I'll do that.
Beware though, the last 300 people that did that haven't been seen since. So.
Oh, gosh. That's a good one.
Hopefully they're listening to Geek Speak somewhere.
So.
Take care, Donna. Thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Geek Speak on KDNK, 963-2976. 970-963-2976. Call in with your new tech questions regarding your Christmas gifts, and
even your old tech questions. If you want trouble solving an RS-232 problem,
yeah, we can do RS-232
on a DV9 cable. We can help you with that. So looks like we got a call.
All right, you're on with the geeks.
Hey, Louie, it's Jake Lincoln.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I finally retired the computer that you bought or you built for me a couple years back.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I upgraded. That was my Christmas gift this year. I got an upgrade to a AMD 280X processor and graphics card and all this.
Is that a 4 or an 8-core processor?
It's a 4-core.
Okay.
But it has a backup 8-core NVIDIA processor too.
Whoa. Very nice.
Yeah.
So have you been defending the empire with that?
Yeah, basically that's been my my mission for the last couple days here.
It's your go-to machine for that. So
yeah,
good deal.
Well, the solid-state drives too. Those are.
Oh, aren't they amazing?
Yeah.
Oh my God, loading anything is amazing.
Yeah.
But I was laughing because I was just listening to your Geek Speak, and I couldn't help but call and say that, you know, you built my computer nine years ago, I think. And I
hey, boy, that's a good testimonial. Thank you.
Yeah.
So,
figured I'd, you know, give Louie the computer guy some props there because it finally crashed.
Good.
You know,
that little Easter egg I hid in there, the 8-year Easter egg crashed.
So. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Yeah, no, and the monitor that I just scored too is a natural resolution 1980x1200 Dell, one of those big guys.
What's the measurement on that? Is it like a 24?
No, it's a 32.
Whoa,
that's an interesting.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's the 32. Yeah, I was really surprised at how big it was when I got it. But man, is it crisp! It's got the color calibration on there.
Got it. So is that an LED screen or is that plasma?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an LED. Yeah, okay. It's an LED screen.
Yeah, those really are the best.
It's not as bright.
Yeah.
It's not as bright as I would hope it would be, okay. But the color scheme on those are great.
Got it. So you know you need to install some sort of a program that cuts down the blue light late in the evening so you don't, like, suffer from insomnia from it, you know.
Oh, so. Is that the reason I've been sleeping for the last couple years?
Yeah, that's exactly the reason. Yeah. I don't know what people are using on the PC platform. You know, there's one called Flux for
It's
Mac.
On the PC.
They have Flux for the PC as well?
Yep, yeah. I have it on this one right here.
Yeah, it's a cool little program, and it just basically takes and pulls the blue light out. It you just put in what time zone you're in. And and it basically reads the clock, and it knows when the sun's going down, and as the sun goes down, the blue light goes out of the display. So,
wow!
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And same thing in the morning. As the sun's coming up, the blue light comes back. So,
yeah. So your circadian rhythms don't get too out of adjustment.
So
yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah, because big time gamer. You know, you gotta manage that type of thing, right?
Yeah, yep, for sure. All right, man. Well, thanks for the call, Jake.
Yeah, of course.
Take care, man.
Likewise.
Bye bye.
You're listening to Geek Speak on KDNK 963-2976.
Yeah, some good calls today. So, yeah, you know, I got so kind of bogged down. And have you installed an Echo yet? Have you done anything with an Amazon Echo?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Okay. So, I got so bogged down with the technical aspect of installing this one. You know, I was doing a Wi-Fi extension for, you know, they're wanted in the kitchen. The Echo's in the kitchen, and the kitchen has really weak Wi-Fi. So I help these people, you know, kind of light up the kitchen. And I got so bogged down and, you know, getting it joined to the Wi-Fi network that I never really got down to, you know,
spending playing, some quality time with it,
playing trivia games with it or whatever, you know, which I think you can do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so what else is shaking out there? What other new technology is?
Well, you were talking about an old technology before the show.
Yeah.
Google Voice.
And, you know, maybe for the new year, it's a good time for people to take organization by the horns. And
I was going to say, it's so nice to get an email with a transcription of your voicemails.
Mm-hmm.
It's just.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to say that the other side of the transcriptions is that, you know, a lot of people probably, you know, they probably don't use it as a selling point, is that. If you need a good laugh, sometimes those transcriptions will just, you know, like, you know, say you're just kind of muddling along through the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had one of my friends basically make a reference to, you know, he used the term sloppiness, and Google Voice translated that into two words, slaw penis. So I thought. I don't know. I can say that word on the air, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. I could say slaw on the air.
Is yes. That yeah, okay? Exactly.
So that's become a running joke now that, you know, whenever we're talking about sloppiness, you know.
Yeah. So if you talk, you know, say a long word too slowly, it'll do precisely that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it'll break it up and it'll be like, oh, there's a pause there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
it gets it entirely wrong. And
yeah,
it's the existential poetry of Google.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I got to say that 98% of the time I have a pretty good idea of what they're talking about. You know?
Yeah.
Even with the, you know, I love the way that it protects us from profanity. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
You know, if star, like a word star, comes star. Along where it thinks it's the F word, it does F star, star, star. And even if it wasn't, sometimes it thinks that the person is swearing and they're not. And but it protects us from that. So,
oh, very good.
Yeah, it's So what's involved with how does Google Voice work? Let's talk about that a little
right.
I guess.
So you go to voice.google.com, log in with your Google account, and sign up for it. It'll assign an access number.
Gives you a whole nother phone number.
Yeah. And so. My girlfriend uses it as. A buffer, so mm-hmm. She has a Google Voice account. She doesn't
to screen her calls.
Yeah, so right? She gives the voice number to certain people and entities and...
Oh, and the other number to...
To people she wants to actually...
Telemarketers? Or,
well, she gives the voice number to telemarketers and all
okay,
those things.
Got it. Okay.
So...
That's a very... That's a good use of the technology. Yeah. So...
And so, she, you know, then it goes to her voicemail and says, hell, you know, and it also allows her to keep track of who's, you know, who's giving out her information a little bit, so...
Oh, okay. Got it.
But I use it, or and have used it for a very long time for my cell phone voicemail, and it's been just excellent. So you'll go in there. It'll give you a new number after you're signed up for it, and then you will look up your car. It'll give. It has a list of directions. You look up your carrier, and it'll have you, like, for example, it was... so they'll on mine, I just redid this because I upgraded to Verizon HD voice. Oh, okay. The sun just went down.
What's that?
The sun just went down.
Flux just came up?
Yes.
Okay.
So, and then you'll on your phone, you dial *91,
mm-hmm.
and then *92, and so *91, and it'll come up and say, hey, where do you want to send this to? And you type in your Google access number,
mm-hmm.
and so it'll forward to that number, and it'll go to voicemail, and then you do that two other times with *92 and *93, so that all your three bases are covered, because you can have that's one of them's for like the phone's not available, one's for if you're on a call and it gets forwarded to voicemail, and the mm-hmm. other one's for something else.
Okay.
And so you go through the same process for your carrier, and it'll be a little bit different depending on the carrier.
Sure. Yeah. So I wonder, you know, it seems like to me when I first activated, so anyway, I don't mean to get too far, go off the track. So once you do that, then when people call your phone number, it will ring as normal, the prescribed number of times.
Right.
And when it gets to the voicemail threshold, it will roll over to Google Voice. And rather than your cell phone carrier's voicemail system, so it'll go straight to Google Voice. And then once it gets there, and, you know, I love the, you know, you can basically, to record your greetings, you go into your Google Voice control panel on mm-hmm. in a web browser. And you tell it you want to record a new greeting, and it calls your phone. And the phone basically gives you a prompt. It says, start recording your greeting after the tone. And so the tone comes on, you record your greeting, and then it goes through the whole thing of, do you want to keep the greeting or do you want to re-record it, so on and so forth. And once you get one created, it goes ahead and saves it, and it basically, you can name it there in your little your web-based control panel. And so you can get a whole collection of voicemail messages that you can just switch between, voicemail greetings. You can switch between right in there.
Yeah, I have some old ones. And, so it's like, yeah. I have one for my wisdom teeth and one for my when I'm on vacation. I have one from 2014. I have uh-huh. a couple other ones, and then I have a personal yeah. one. So
yeah, I've got one in there from when I went on the space shuttle and, yeah. You know, all that. It's all history.
They need one more function, though, I think.
What's that?
They need a WAVE or MP3 upload button.
Yeah. I agree. That would be nice. Because I get a little bit better quality.
Because I have a nice Zoom H6, and mm-hmm. so I go ahead and write out my greetings, mm-hmm. record it on the H6, and then have to run it through the analog port on my phone mm-hmm. back into Google.
I get you. All right.
So then I edit it and get it just the way I want it and uh-huh. put it back on there.
That's how you do yours. Okay. I just do mine old school, freeform.
Do it until it's right.
Just hammer it out. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's kind of the way it ends up being. But so anyway, once that's all set up, then and you can go ahead and set the options. Now, mine stopped sending my transcriptions to my text messages. Does yours still do that? Do you still get your transcriptions on your text messages?
No, I would do email only.
Okay. See, mine is, if you go into my control panel, it says it's supposed to go to text message, but they don't show up there. So I've just pretty much learned to always check my voice, check my email. But yeah, then basically your messages will show up in there. And I use it as kind of a ticket tracking system, you know, to keep myself organized, because I've noticed that if I go ahead and just pick up a phone call and for one reason or another not able to write it down,
it's gone.
Yeah. So I just let it roll over and then I call right back, you know, mm-hmm. and then I've got basically a paper trail of the phone call. And so those of you out there that call, when you call me and it rolls over to Google Voice, that's what that's all about. So just saying.
All right. So you've been listening to Geek Speak on KDNK. I'm your host, Matt McGuire, with Roaring Fork Help Desk in studio with Louie the Computer Guy.
Hey, thanks so much, Matt.
Absolutely. Have a great evening. Watch the weather out there. Don't touch your knob.